luck, Coach Ferragamo from Kent Island High School, the Buccaneers. Hey, Coach.
Hi, how are you?
We are doing fantastic. On your way back from a scrimmage, and of course, you guys today took the ride to Dover, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what a fantastic facility up there, man. Something else.
And, of course, the Buccaneers getting ready. Coach, I guess let's go ahead and get the elephant in the room out of the way. How hard of a transition is it, do you think, for the team to go from Coach Sofonowski to Coach Ferragamo?
You know what? It's something I was kind of stunned about. You know, it's always a change. It's always going to be a different dynamic to that. But it's been great. I mean, you know, coming back to being the head coach again, having a great time doing it. And the kids are working hard. So I think everybody adjusted pretty well, and we have our eyes focused on what's in front of us.
You mentioned coming back to be a head coach again. You had so many successful years at Old Mill.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I still teach at Old Mill. I still see those guys all the time. But I live here on Kent Island, about 3/4 of a mile away from the high school, and this is where I belong.
And you are glad to be there. Now, of course, when Sofonowski was there, and I will admit, we're going to miss him on the program. I'm almost tempted to call him tonight just to see what the heck he's doing.
Oh, what's Coach Sofonowski doing?
Yeah.
Oh, he's enjoying himself. He's spending time with his daughter. He's doing our school softball team, so he's busy with that. So, he doesn't have any downtime. He's having a good time.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's talk about your offense and what it is that you're going to be running this year at Kent Island.
Well, what our offense is, I mean, the best way to describe it would be a multiple eye. We're an eye formation team. Different wrinkles, different formations, shifts and motions, kind of the stuff that somebody's done previously at other schools. And with a big belief in running the football and a power running game and play action off that.
Talking with Coach Ferragamo from the Kent Island Buccaneers. Now, that is the offensive philosophy. Who's going to be your quarterback this year?
Luke Frommer. Luke Frommer, he was a backup quarterback last year, played a lot of defensive back and wide receiver for us. So he's no stranger to the football field. It's just his first time under center running the show. And he had a pretty good scrimmage today, and he had one in our first one as well. So we're excited about what he can do.
And toting the rock in the backfield out of that I formation?
Right now, Joe Sweet is our primary ball carrier out of that tailback formation, or out of the tailback position. But we've got a whole bunch of guys we're pretty comfortable handing the ball to. And the offense we run, it can't just be one guy. It's got to be a couple guys carrying the load back there.
Coach, I'm just curious, in the change offensively with the run game, is the bigger change for the running backs or the offensive line? Are you also changing the scheme up front, or is it more how you're positioning the running backs and what they're doing back there?
It's a little bit of change in the scheme offensive line-wise. We were a big base block and zone block team last year. Mm-hmm. I was doing a little bit more of down blocking and pulling. So it's just a different way to do it, but it's still the same philosophy. You know, we're still running the ball downhill. It just looks a little bit different.
Let's talk about the defense for the Kent Island Buccaneers this year. What are we doing defensively?
One of the big things, the best returner we got coming back is Tim Goodrich, our defensive coordinator. So it's going to look extremely familiar to everybody. Defensively, we're an odd front defense. We kind of run a 5-2 and invert our safety. It makes sure we shut down with people, what our opponent likes to do the most, make them do something out of the ordinary. And Coach Slippers has been the defense coordinator for the entire time I've been an assistant at Kent Island, and we do a pretty good job of stopping people, so I'm just going to leave him alone and keep doing his job.
When you look at this football team, what do you think its strength and weakness is?
Oh, right now, our strength is definitely up front, and that's both offensive and defensive line. We have a lot of returners coming back there, and those guys will really bust their tail to become bigger, faster, and stronger. We have guys like Aaron Gronkowski, Kyle Donnevelt, Frank Rotundo, James Conner. I mean, it's only a few guys I mentioned there, but we've got big boys everywhere. So it's definitely our strength. One weakness we'll have is the one we've had for a while, and that's just getting some depth in the skill position. We have a lot of guys going both ways. So those guys have to be in shape. And some of those other guys have to step up and earn some time to get those guys a little bit of rest.
Talking with Coach Ferragamo from the Kent Island Buccaneers. And, Coach, when you take a look at this team, what is your prediction for the outcome of this team?
I'm not huge on predictions, but But, you know, I think we have a chance to be successful. I think we have a chance to, you know, to make some noise, not just on the Bayside level, but on the state level, and that's our goal. You know, we've been there. We've won that regional championship. We've been to the game before the game, and you know, it's up to these players. You know, if they want to put the work in, put the film study in, take care of stuff in the classroom as well. I think we can be right there making some noise for those final 2 weeks.
Coach, just one quick question for you. I know we brought up Coach Sofinowski just a few minutes ago. If someone were to ask you, and I'm obviously doing that right now, what will be the biggest difference from a Coach Ferragamo Kent Island Buccaneers team in 2015 to what they saw with Coach Sofinowski in the previous years? Is there something you can pinpoint to say, yeah, we're going to be a little bit different here or a lot different from what the team used to do?
I wouldn't say it's a lot different. I mean, there's definitely differences in myself and Coach Sofinowski's demeanor. We believe in a lot of the same things, and we sit there in different ways. So it's not something that an outsider would see on game day.
Mm.
You know, I guess difference-wise, it's just, you know, different philosophy as far as offensively is how we get to that downhill running game.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anybody's going to see anything out of the ordinary. We're still going to put our hand in the ground and come after people. I don't know if anybody's going to notice that much of a difference.
Talking with Coach Ferragamo from the Kent Island Buccaneers. One final question, Coach. When you take a look at the Bayside, is there a team that you can pinpoint to say that team, I think, is at the top right now?
Oh, man, that's hard to do. You know, I'm still kind of going from assistant coach to a head coach. There's a lot of things I didn't have to worry about last year. So, you know, taking a look around, I know that we have Colonel Richardson coming up first game of the season. I know we have Elkin the second game. The only reason I know that is because they're a little out of the ordinary, you know, going out on the Bayside. So I'm not like too far ahead of myself. But I think the Bayside has real good football, and we've proven that. And we go out and play out-of-county teams and, you know, out of our conference teams. So we're definitely not looking past anybody.
And, of course, our first overtime live game of the week will come at Kent Island High School on the 18th of September, when North Carolina goes calling into that stadium, their Andy Schippel Stadium. Looking forward to that broadcast as well. Coach, thanks for joining us, and best of luck to you this year.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later.